Hey, was that title clickbait enough for you? I hope so. Let's get to it. I'm gonna use my notes here. Kind of ad hoc this shit. So, you're gonna wonder why I named it this way. Well, I named it for a fucking reason, 'cause it's true. Well, I never had trouble getting women, trouble with women, or trouble on dating apps. Guess why? I never used the fucking dating apps. I never chased after women. They didn't chase after me either. So I had no fucking trouble. Makes sense, right? I was raised in a strict Catholic family. The topic of dating and the things that go with it never came up. So it was never part of my psyche. I'm sure it was part of others. I'd always figured I'd catch hell with my folks if that even happened at all. So I buried that way down, way down. So it was a non, it was a not, it was none. It was a non sequitur. Did not, would never happen. Went that way for until my 20s. And you really think a scrawny guy with scraggly fucking hair is gonna be beating off women with a stick when he's in the programming club with all the other popular kids? I don't think so. Do you think so? I don't think so. Programming was pretty fun, by the way. And I was always really, really bad at the book learning and the memorization. So I had to study my ass off to like break even. So all my mental processes were caught up in slamming my head against 3 inches of paper of a textbook all of the time to try to get into engineering. Well, guess what? I got into engineering. Well, guess what? I also failed after 2 years, which is a bit of a blessing. You know, no, not as much student debt as all the other years. And even during the high school years and college years, if they did flirt with me, I didn't have no fucking idea. I was so socially inept. See my video if you're watching this on my YouTube channel. The day I realized I missed the boat. It explains a lot there. I'm not gonna go over it again. Because I don't remember what the fuck I talked about. Eddie! You remember.
I remember.
He remembers. And even when I got to university, the stress was even higher. Maybe that's why I lost all my fucking hair. I don't know. Maybe because I wore toques too often. Maybe it was the stress. Maybe it was genetics. I don't know. But I can sure run faster with it. High speed, low drag. Okay. And let's just say, like I said, I never chased them and they never chased me. If there were ones chasing me, I would know. I chased one for a few months within my old high school friend group, and that was 20, sorry, 2008, 2009. That was a while ago. A little bit ago, a long a bit ago. They've never been part of my life. They've never been a consideration. They've never been a variable. If that makes sense. I know nobody's going to believe in this. They're not going to believe me. They're like, oh, you don't like women. No, I don't. I don't really. I don't. I've never chased them. Women as a demographic have never been an attractive variable in my life. They haven't been. And I think I know why. I think I finally pieced it together. And it's not because of my upbringing, the Catholic part. That's not it. Because I have plenty of buddies that were raised Catholic. Okay. I have one buddy that was definitely raised Catholic and he's married now. And I don't know if he has kids. I haven't talked to him in a while. But he was married. He's married now. But, and we can play video games too. But every single one of my buddies were heavy into video games. Every single fucking one of them. The two guys I worked with that are the same age as me, born in the same year, played a shit ton, as many video games as I did. They're both married with kids. It's not video games. It's not video games. It's something else. It's something else. Okay, I ran out of my nose here. Fuck. I'm gonna have to make this shut up as I go. I'll redo this fucking script again. But I did kind of think I figured out why. It's part, at least one of the major reasons why this was the case. When I was growing up, the majority of my female relatives' cousins were women, girls. And I had one sibling and she was a sister. Love her with all my heart. Now that I'm older, of course, I can see past all the bullshit now. Until I grew the fuck up, moved away, they were irritating. They were all irritating. The aunts, all of the families in my extended family were... Okay, let's just say the cousins... They're all women, and they're all fucking irritating, and I didn't want to be around them. My sister was irritating, but that's a brother-sister thing. It's kind of different. I did not want to be around them. All of my aunts and uncles were in marriages that I would never want to personally replicate. You see a pattern here? You see a pattern? My father told me that his parents told him when he was older that they resented him. Their children, all four of them. So this idea that when you have children, you'll just love your children. No. A lot of parents resent their children. Not many, and I hope not a lot, but many do. There's no magical formula that as soon as you pop out a kid, if you're a woman, or your wife pops out a kid, if you're the father, that you'll just spawn, bloom this magical shit out of your brain stem or your dick that makes love happen. No, it's just work. And I think you gotta be prepared for that. Not all the people are. Sometimes it comes naturally, a lot of times it doesn't. It doesn't. And I understand when people say it's a duty, okay? To Social Security, sure, that's a pyramid scheme. That's another topic. A lot of people do it out of instinct, man. Just instinct. I never had that instinct. It's fucking weird. Nobody will believe me when I say this. Unless they've known me for like 2 decades. And seen how I live my life. I don't have interest in that. I'm not an anti-natalist. I do not agree with that state. I do not agree with that movement. Philosophy, the whole anti, oh, don't bring kids to this world. Guess what? The world's always been shit. I'm not an anti-natalist. I'm not even a pro-natalist. I am completely never cared. I've never cared. Do what you're gonna do. Fuck, don't fuck. I don't care. I've always been completely detached. If my parents are still alive and you magically meet them, they will tell you that I've always been detached. How that happened, why that happened, I don't know. It's just a fact. So I grew up just learning that don't be around women because they're fucking irritating and don't add to your life, they just make it worse. Aside from, like, mothers and grandmothers that are kind of okay. But women that you meet in real life, all of the other ones, all of the other alleged other billions, they're not your grandmothers and mothers. I know that's a hard one to understand. Real hard. So, that's why I made the title, Why I Never Had Trouble Dating, or Had Troubles with Dating Apps, because I never participated. And I never wanted to. And the amount of shit I got for that attitude, we can call it, I'll play their game. We can call it straight shaming from other straight people. Why aren't you getting married, bruh? Where's all the girls in life, bruh? You must be anti-life, bruh. Yeah, I've heard it all. From my parents, too. Until my parents retired. Especially my father. And this was a pivotal moment. More for him than me. We were at each other's throats for years. Almost because of that. Almost solely because of that. When he finally retired. Alright, I didn't write any more notes about this. I'm fucking winging it now. Winging it. This will, give me a sec here. This is going to be on YouTube, right? I gotta do the smoking meme. It's a meme now. Oh, wait, isn't drinking on camera a meme now? Oh, I gotta do that too. I gotta do that too. Right, Eddie? We gotta do that too?
Yeah, that's true, we gotta do that too.
I think Eddie agrees. When they retired, my father only had about one friend in the small town that my folks were living outside of. This is a town of 700 people. They thought it was conservative. They thought wrong. I managed to be a small liberal town. Retired teachers and military generals. What a mix. Oops. And when the pandemic happened, ooh, did my parents alienate themselves. Seems my folks have principles. I'll leave it there. His one buddy, one of his left two buddies in town. My father was hanging with him and his son, the friend's son. Hey, computer, fucking, okay, there we go. His son was saying stuff about, that would say be equivalent to a certain pill color. A pill color of this sort of shade. That he had heard me say, and this was half the country away. What he said was, damn, some of these high school females are leaving high school with bed sores. You know what bed sores are? Meaning you spend a lot of time in bed. A lot. And my dad, because he had clarity of mind and focus and peace after his grueling career at a steel mill, he saw the society for what it was. And he's like, oh shit. And he apologized to me. He basically said, oh shit, we've raised you in a Catholic family with Catholic morals. Granted, I'm not very good at that now, but I still hold in high regard. And what you have to choose from, I would never choose for myself. Oops. And you wonder why I've never had trouble getting women or trouble with dating apps, because I never participated in the first place. Because I never had interest. Because I saw what was out there when I was in elementary school. The things the kids were doing to each other in elementary school. I've been talking in front of the camera for too long. I'll back up. I'm testing the audio right now. Things I saw. Men diddling women. Girls! 13 before high school. And them getting okay with it. Half of them. And all the guys being okay with it. And the women not saying, the other women not participating, I think. Not saying a word. I'm like, and this is me when I'm like 13, 12 and 13. Yeah, I'm kind of a little pissed now that I think about it. That age, I'm like, I don't want to be part of this. And I carried that attitude all the way up until my late 20s. I buried that urge, that instinct to like do the normal human biological thing. I buried that for a long time. When I eventually just said, fuck it, at a bar, go figure, it's always at a bar. After a few Heinekens, I was talking to some acquaintances of mine, they fucked off. And I saw a chick that was tall, had an Amon Amarth hoodie, because I'm a metalhead, as you can see. You can't really see the name, you can tell it's a metal shirt. We started talking about heavy metal, hit it off, had a 6-month fling. I wouldn't even call it a relationship. If what we had was called a relationship, then a 6-month cocaine-fueled, hooker-filled binge would be called a temp position. It was bad. And that was the final nail in the coffin. Granted, it was a bad example, but I hadn't seen anything better. Nothing at all. So, like, I'm like, that was a one and done. But the thing is, that was, like, late 20s, I'd already kind of made up my mind, and that was just like a, okay, oh, I guess. I never had it before. Probably never had it again. Because it's, I never wanted it before. When I met her, I was not subconscious. You cannot argue with subconscious, but consciously, I'm like, this might be a cool person to hang out with. When I say hang out, it's not a euphemism. I mean, just hang out and talk and have a few beers. I don't use euphemisms. If I want to say fuck them, I am going to say fuck them. Put it in the hole. I don't use euphemisms. I don't use sleep with. That's for idiots and retards. I don't use sleep with as a little cutesy little way of intimacy. No, no, no. If I want to bang them, I'm going to say I want to bang them. I hate euphemisms. It's a beating around the bush, if you know what I mean. I don't use that. Plow, that's weird. No, you don't do that to fields. That's for productive purposes when you plow a field. You don't put your tillers through a field of dirt for fun with no thought of return. That's a retarded term. Nah. That was hedonism pure and simple. Ain't proud of it. I'm not going to say I regret it. Learned a lot of life lessons in 6 months. Holy fuck. By the way, thanks you for teaching me a lot of life lessons in one fucking crazy ass 6 months. Ain't doing that again. Ain't doing it again ever. One person. I'm 38 years old by the end of the year. Like I said, I've had no problems because I didn't make any for myself. Selves? That was weird. Myself. Anyways, if I post this and the audio was good, it was a completely ad hoc dry run. And oh, has it been a real long dry run. Anyways, I'm out.